Tomorrow, the Florida Board of Education will vote on new science standards for kindergarten through 12th grade. Many scientists and educators say that the new standards are a vast improvement over current criteria, but a vocal group of parents and activists are fighting the new standards because they include evolution. On Friday, an alternative version of the proposed standards was put forward that some consider a compromise to keep evolution in the standards. Evolution and other collections of scientific facts, such as the cell theory, would be called scientific theories, while scientific laws such as gravity will be labeled as such. Brandon Haught, communications director for Florida Citizens for Science, said that adding the terms theory and law would soften the revised standards.
To stick scientific theory of wherever you see the word evolution in the standards kind of eliminates the very real facts. I mean, evolution is fact too, not just theory.
1 hour of public comment will be allowed before the Board of Education votes on the new proposed science standards on Tuesday morning. 10 people speaking in favor and 10 people who are opposed will be allowed 3 minutes each to address the board. Florida State University professor Harry Kroto, who won the 1996 Nobel Prize in Chemistry, plans to speak in favor of the new standards.
It will take the Florida standards from an F grade, which was the national analysis of Florida standards, to an A grade, and they should go through if Florida wishes to be a leading state in the 21st century and that its young people learn what science is and how it works and make a contribution to the next generation of science and technology applications.
Kroto brought up the $600 million Florida has spent to lure the Scripps Institute to the state. Bowing down to the reactionary elements of religious conservatives at the expense of science, Kroto said, will hurt the state's economy.
If this goes through, it will basically make Florida the laughingstock of the developed world. And it will also hand the baton over in biotechnology to other areas where they don't have this backward view. And in particular to China and India, which has legions of young scientists coming forward to actually make their way in the world. And any areas which really are ignorant of the way in which science works, and in particular how evolution works, will become backward nations and will descend into a swamp of ignorance.
Florida Board of Education members declined to be interviewed for this story. But in December, board member Ashkay Desai told WMNF that he supports teaching evolution in science classes.
Yes, we would obviously support the science standard. At the same time, I would be looking to listen to some of the other arguments and see whether they are concrete based on some facts. And we would be open to review all other hypotheses if they are based on facts.
Several school boards in North Florida have said they would oppose the standards if they include evolution. This is despite the fact that a federal judge barred a Pennsylvania public school district from teaching intelligent design in biology classrooms in 2005. Terry Kempel is president of Community Issues Council, a Christian group that is rallying its members to oppose the standards.
I think that evolution should be taught, both the facts that support evolutionary theory, and also there should be exploration of the facts that actually disprove evolutionary theory. And as the standards are in the proposed standards are right now, they don't look at all at the facts that disprove evolutionary theory.
Kempel said he is not asking that alternative theories, like creationism or intelligent design, be taught alongside evolution, only that students be educated about the shortcomings of evolutionary biology.
It's okay to teach that there is this theory, that Darwin thought this and Darwin thought that, but at the same time that that's being taught, it's critically important for our children's future and for them to be able to think critically and really develop scientific thought processes. It's important to expose them to all the facts, and what this curriculum, what these guidelines do, is really cut off the whole side of the exploration of science that would show them that there are many facts that would refute evolutionary theory.
But Florida State University professor Harry Kroto said that evolution is solidly factual.
No theory has been so beautifully proven to be correct as evolution has. And so it seems a shame that people don't appreciate this because they just don't understand it or they have some problem with it.
Community Issues Council President Terry Kemple said he wasn't sure how the board would vote on the proposed science standards.
I'd like to think that there's as much chance that they'll recognize the shortcomings in the standards and vote to not accept the standards as they're proposed as there is that they'll accept them. If the proposed standards are accepted the way they are, there are going to be several results. One result is that our kids will be being robbed of a world-class education in science. And second, many parents will take their kids out of the public schools. This is the type of thing that just ultimately drives people to the point where they say, I can't let my kid be indoctrinated any longer.
Kemple also said that the Florida legislature might step in to help the Board of Education make the right decision. But Speaker of the House Marco Rubio told WMNF last month that he did not expect lawmakers to get involved in the issue.
The curriculum of the state of Florida should not be determined, not by politicians, but by experts in curriculum, by folks that have looked towards the future, understood what our children need to know in order to compete, and then design a curriculum that gives them the skills that they need to succeed. So it's not up to us as politicians to decide what goes or not goes into a curriculum. That really belongs to the academics and the experts.
The Florida Board of Education will meet at 8:30 a.m. on Tuesday in Tallahassee to hear public comment and vote on the state's new science standards. You can find links to previous WMNF coverage of this issue, as well as the proposed science standards and organizations mentioned in this report, by visiting our news archive at wmnf.org/news. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.